الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة، فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, this is an occasion of bereavement of our very, very close and the closest friend of us and our Sheikh, our mentor, our spiritual leader, Sheikh al-Arab wal-Ajam, Hazrat Marana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab. We always used to call him Tamat Barakatum. Today we are saying Rahimahullah, Qaddasallahu Sirrahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate him in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Hazrat Wala away, and with that our hearts all gone away and our souls are so empty. And we do not find today words how to sympathize with our own self. The whole world, as it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mawtul alim, mawtul alam, the death and demise of a learned scholar is like the demise of the whole world. And we can understand today the meaning of that death of the whole world, because throughout the world, Hazrat Wala, Rahimahullah, was the impact on the people of knowledge and skill and intellect so great. Throughout the world, people are today having feeling of the great loss for the Ummah in the form of Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat, Rahimahullah. And it comes to me last night, Hazrat passed away, and the information came to my mind. The impact was so great that came to my mind the incidents of the demise of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when all the Sahaba Ikram was awe-stricken, then they did not know what they were doing. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala lost his senses, some so to say, and he did not want to accept that news. We also did not want to accept that news of Hazrat Rahimahullah passing away and leaving us. And then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, whosoever gonna say anything, I'm gonna chop his neck off. Never say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. He only gone to see Allah Pak, just like Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he was standing in front of the people in the Masjid Nabi, and thereupon Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him jazai khair, on behalf of the whole Ummah of Islam, he came away and he told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu that please sit down. And he sat down, and Sayyidina Umar Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he made the khutbah, phenomenal historical khutbah. That he said that من كان يعبد محمدا فإن محمدا قد مات. Whoever was worshipping so far Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he let it be known to him that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has passed away. ومن كان يعبد الله, but whoever is worshipping Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever living and never dies. And then he recited that ayat from the Holy Quran, which was actually revealed on the occasion of loss of at Uhud, Battle of Uhud, that and there was a rumor was spread that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made shaheed by kuffar, and the Sahaba Ikram was losing their heads, and they were losing their hearts, and they were giving away their lives. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, there is no use of our life after that. And then, but later on it was discovered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spared our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. So Allah Ta'ala referring to that incident, he says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. This is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu represented that ayat. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was but a messenger of Allah, only messenger of Allah. He wasn't Lord, God. He was a messenger only. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرَّسُولُ. Before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there have been so many other messengers passed away. أَفَإِمَّاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ عَقَابِكُمْ. If Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perchance passes away أَوْ قُتِلَ or he is slain in path of Allah, إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ عَقَابِكُمْ. O Sahaba, would you go back on your heel and leave Islam and the straight path because of the agony, because of that great distress? وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقَابِهِ. Whoever goes back on his heel, فَلَا يَذُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيَّهِ. You shall not be able to harm Allah Pak in least. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And the Almighty Allah shall grant great reward for those who are thankful to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates later on when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu recited this ayat and these words, you know, inspired word in front of us. He said, my eyes opened and I came back to senses and I came to realize that definitely this is haqq and the truth. And I felt as though that ayat of Quran Kareem was revealed now for this particular occasion. It's a revelation. It came in as a revelation for me. So, similarly, we at the demise of our Hazrat Rahimahullah, who was embodiment of all the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every step and everything which he did, he made sure that he is not going against the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any act, and it was in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His poetry, far and wide, reached and they're all full of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah tariqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much so that Hazrat Wala himself mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted those, some of the lines. Everywhere you go, you find that people have accepted it. And that is Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai, Jannat ke raaste. Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai, Jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste. Hazrat Wala rahimahullah says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam footsteps, beautiful honorable footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, actually speaking, they are the ways and the paths of leading us towards paradise. If person is following in the footsteps, blessed footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is actually heading towards paradise, end up in paradise, inshallah. And Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste. The sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every sunnat, that is a way. And if you're going to follow that, you're going to actually meet Almighty Allah. Because meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been promised in paradise. So if you're going to go to paradise, then you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day. So this was our Hazrat rahimahullah, sunnah was so much, you know, pardon with the sunnah. And today we actually left behind the legacy of Nabi Hazrat is that we must follow sunnah. So much so, very close friends of Hazrat, last night when I was in contact with them, so some of them mentioned to me that Hazrat Wala, his practice used to be when some of his elders, his mashayikh, his buzurg passed away, on that occasion, he did not make occasion like said to have the, you know, a big majalis and jalsa for the paying tributes like normally the people do that, you know, other parts of the world. This paying tributes, there's no such a thing in Islam. That you must have big jalsa and must make mentioning of what the deceased have done and all the jalsa and all. Some of us close friends say that this is, Hazrat never did it because this is not the sunnah way. Imagine in this occasion also. So therefore, you don't expect much of the big jalsa by maybe other people doing this, those who are not aware of this, that is their own doing. But as the Khanqa and their own, they wouldn't prefer that this type of thing. But yes, Isa alayhi sawab is in his place, mashallah. Isa alayhi sawab will be, everybody will be doing that, reading the Quran Kareem and reading Surah Al-Ikhlas and conveying sawab or other ways of conveying sawab. It is sabit. Whatever is sabit, it is going to be done. Whatever is not sabit, it will be avoided because of barakat of Hazrat Rahimahullah in his lifetime. I want to share with you some of my feelings, what I used to recite to in front of my Sheikh, and today today, you know, I'm sitting with that, and it's giving me, you know, all those in the memory of the past of my Sheikh. Sunnat ke mutabiq jo har ek act hai unka. And this poetry, it's got the English words also for the English-speaking people to have a little bit of, you know, the taste of enjoyment. The other Sheikh Rahimahullah, every act of Hazrat Rahimahullah is in accordance with the sunnat of beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sunnat ke mutabiq jo har ek act hai unka. This is my poetry. I composed it in the 26th March 2003. 26 March 2003, and I recited day in Khanqa in front of my Hazrat, and there was a one physiotherapist, excuse me, one physiotherapist, Muslim physiotherapist, who was making therapy for Hazrat Wala, and in the Khanqa, and Hazrat said, read for it, some poetry for him. And he knew English language because he's a, you know, professional person. So I selected these lines and I recited unto him, and my Hazrat was listening, and then I asked him, how you feel? He said, maine bahut enjoy kiya isko, bahut enjoy kiya. He used the word enjoy, I remember it. So sunnat ke mutabiq jo har ek act hai unka. सुन्नत के मुताबिक जो हर एक एक्ट है उनका, एग्जाम्पल अपने लिए परफेक्ट है उनका, एग्जाम्पल अपने लिए परफेक्ट है उनका, है कंपनी मुर्शिद की सादत की जमानत. इफ यू हैव अ कंपनी ऑफ शेख, देन यू गॉट अ गारंटी दैट ऑलमाइटी अल्लाह शैल मेक यू फॉर्चुनेट. है कंपनी मुर्शिद की सहादत की जमानत, हरगिज कोई साथी नहीं रिजेक्ट है उनका. Anybody who is a companion of my Shaykh, rahimahullah, he will never be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely you'll get the benefit of company, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make each one of them his own chosen one. है कंपनी मुर्शिद की सादत की जमानत, हरगिज कोई साथी नहीं रिजेक्ट है उनका. और अख्तर को जो चाहेगा वो पा जाएगा रब को. Whoever is gonna love Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, now he became Rahimahullah, whoever gonna love him from the bottom of his heart, inshallah, eventually he will be able to discover his Lord also. अख्तर को जो चाहेगा वो पा जाएगा रब को. अख्तर को जो चाहेगा वो पा जाएगा रब को. रब के यहाँ ऊंचा बड़ा कॉन्टेक्ट है उनका. By the Almighty Allah, our Shaykh, Rahimahullah, got a very, very great and high contact. And once you have got affiliation with that great Shaykh who got a direct contact with the Almighty Allah, inshallah, we hope and pray that you also will reach Almighty Allah. Even the worldly life, higher authorities of the government, you have some type of contact, and then you make an appointment. So here is the Allah Wala, they are our contact with the Almighty Allah. मौजूदगी शेख हिफाजत है खता से. मौजूदगी शेख हिफाजत है खता से. दिस आई एम गिविंग माई ओन एक्सपीरियंस. वेन यू आर इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ योर शेख एंड योर शेख इज देन this presence of the Shaykh, or you being in his presence, being in his majlis in itself, this is a guarantee that you will be saved from committing any wrong, from any sin, or thinking even of sin. موجودگی شیخ حفاظت ہے خطا سے انورمس ہر نفس پہ امپیکٹ ہے ان کا انورمس all English words I've been using it and whenever I use this English words in Urdu I told حضرت رحمہ اللہ حضرت میں نے اردو اور انگریزی کی آپس میں شادی کرا دی ہے that I made a wedding and you know the Urdu and two languages. And Hazrat said, this is a wonderful expression. He said, very wonderful expression. The two languages got wedded and got, you know, nikah with each other. So, enormous har nafs pe impact hai unka. His impact on every nafs who is participating in his majlis is enormous. No one can think of outside world when he is in the company of Shaykh, absolutely 100% concentration and spiritual upliftment one can experience in the company of Hazrat Shaykh, Rahimahullah. Dunya mein kisi aur ki unko nahi hajat. So, Hazrat Wala, you know, his life was such independent that he never... He was so independent that he never needed anybody in this world, only Allah Pak. And so much so that when we were seated, somebody, the door opened, is in South Africa, the door opened, and somebody came in, and some of the people who were sitting with Hazrat, listening to Hazrat, suddenly they looked at the door. Hazrat was very much upset, and annoyed. He said, I'm talking to you about Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you looking outside? Then he is telling us, tell me now that in this particular moment, even this particular moment when I'm talking to you about the love of Allah Pak, even if it's to have to, the president of the country has to come in, would you look at him or you look at me? We say, Hazrat, we're going to only look at your countenance. We're not going to look at any president or any other ruler because what they are selling. They are selling the world material. You are selling us your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is much more greater than anything else. So this was an enormous har nafs pe impact hai unka. Enormous har nafs pe impact hai unka. Dunya mein kisi aur ki unko nahi hajat. He does not need in the world, no one in the world, subhanallah. بس رابطہ اللہ سے direct ہے ان کا when he has got his رابطہ and his connection direct to the Almighty Allah why should he need anybody in the world no one that is practically speaking that حضرت والا Allah made in such kind of you know his personality that if I were to tell you about that aspect my whole time will go away in some other time inshallah I will tell you بد نظری سے ہر پرہیز بہرحال ہے کرنا Now from all the teaching of حضرت رحمہ اللہ the thing which was outstanding was this the how to safeguard your glances from the opposite gender from the opposite because he says this time of our time and age this is such a type of problem that the whole ummah is faced with that so we have to be very, very careful about the eyes because eyes are actually they are like a photographer, so to say, for our brains and for our heart, for our mind. Everything goes into heart and mind through our first goes into mind and then goes to the heart. And it is through eyes. So if we have the evil glances, the Hazrat Wala is to say, this is the fornication of your eyes. And through you making fornication of your eyes, this is a great sin and you don't even think of it. And it made it ثابت from the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zina al-ayn al-nazar, the fornication of the eye is to have the an evil glance as the opposite sex. So this is why Hazrat Wala never used to compromise on this issue and never used to stop talking about it. And some people misunderstood and they say, "Wow, Hazrat, whenever you go to this sheikh, he's only talk about this." So Hazrat Rahimallah used to say, these people don't understand. You see, certain things, you don't come to your sheikh for the knowledge of deen, which you can get from the ulama, which you get from the books. You come to your sheikh for the nisbat of Allah, connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is affecting the connection, sheikh will repeatedly, out of the mercy for the ummah, mercy for his murideen, he will repeatedly warn the people from that, because that is an arrow. According to hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a poisonous, venomous arrow of shaitan and devil, that evil glass at the opposite sex. So that's why, as a father, you know, always out of his passion and too much mercy for his children, he will stop them from a wrong company, so that person you must not join, because he knows that this is going to be a great problem. So he repeatedly says, this repetition of that, it is out of mercy, out of rahmah, right? And you don't say, one day you have drank tea, next day again the tea is medicine. I already drank tea today, again you making tea for me. Every day you enjoy your tea. So if every day tea is enjoyed, every day our food is enjoyed, that's why similarly it is important. Every day spiritual upliftment must also take place, and those things which are hindrance in the spiritual upliftment must be clarified. And this was why I made in one line, made mentioning of this, bad nazari se parhez bahar hal hai karna. Under all circumstances, no matter what, we have to do one thing, that we're going to take care from the not having glasses at the opposite sex. Bad nazari, we always have to take caution. Bad nazari se parhez bahar hal hai karna. بد نظری سے پرہیز بہرحال کرنا بس سارے مریدین سے یہ پیکٹ ہے ان کا. This is the pact of حضرت with all the مریدین, no matter who that murid may be. He may be Shaykh al-Hadith, he may be great himself, alim and scholar, whosoever. But one thing he must do, he must try to safeguard his gaze from haram. Otherwise, then if that haram is going to come, he will never become Allah Ta'ala's wali. And that I have explained in another line, because of the barakat of my Shaykh, and Hazrat explained my poetry on one occasion, Jummah day. Hazrat wanted me to stand there in the Khanqah, because Jummah day Hazrat was that time well and healthy, and told me to recite your poetry. And I recited my poetry, my humble poetry, and Hazrat Wala was giving explanation in Urdu language to the audience. And one of the lines was, Nazar ke chor ke sar par nahi hai taaje vilayat. Nazar ke chor ke sar par nahi hai taaje vilayat. Jo muttaqi nahi hota usse wali nahi kehte. The person who is a thief of his glances, that means stealthily, he has the glances at the opposite sex. People don't realize, but he does look at the beautiful women without anybody realizing. He is chor and a rogue after evil glances. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall not place the crown of his friendship upon that type of a person that I hate. So even if we become, you know, like big sheikh or big alim or big mufti, but if he is not avoiding evil glances, he can never be a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Hazrat Wala was explaining. And this is because this line is actually a translation and explanation of the ayat of the Holy Quran. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, friends, Allah Pak says, that my friends are only those who observe taqwa and stay away from haram. So this, you know, against the taqwa, to have these evil glasses and enjoy haram beauty of the opposite sex. So this is coming back to, bad nazari se parhez behar hal hai karna, bas sare mureedin se ye pact hai unka. This is the pact of Hazrat. And one more line, یہ رحمتیں یہ برکتیں یہ رونقیں ہر سو. یہ رحمتیں, these all blessings which you know, these all the mercies of Allah Ta'ala which you feel in the you know, in the surroundings of Khanqah, Dadi Ashrafiya. یہ برکتیں, these all blessings, barakat, you know, or ye raunaqe and this all charms and beauty of Hazrat, you can see that around here, and so much, you know, spirituality experience, and you go to and put your foot in the Khanqahs, in Dadia Ashrafiya, in Karachi, Gulshan-e-Iqbal, all that we are experiencing because I composed this poetry when I was in Khanqah. So what is this all? Hai faiz mere sheikh ka effect hai unka, hai faiz mere sheikh ka effect, this is the faiz of my sheikh. Now that was Damat Barakatum, now is Rahimahullah wa Qadda Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Had it not been for my sheikh, then those things wouldn't have been there. Effect, this is the effect of my sheikh. You can enjoy my, you know, kafiya of this poetry, English kafiya, Urdu poetry, but English kafiya and a rhyme of English. And the last line, which is we call it maqta. Murshid ke khazane se hain ye laal gohar sab, Murshid ke khazane se hain ye laal gohar sab, these all gems and jewels which I am presenting to you, all my audience. I am talking, Mansoor al-Haq is talking here, that all this is, I have got it from the treasure and the mind of my Shaykh, Damat Barakatum, now Rahimahullah. From, it is not my own thing, it's not my own property, it's not coming from me. Actually, it is all inspiration which I'm getting through the barakat of my Shaykh. So, Murshid ke khazane se hai, ye lalo gohar sab, Nasir ye kalam aapka infect hai unka, Nasir ye kalam aapka infect hai unka, this kalam of yours, oh Nasir, realize yourself. Don't forget, in fact, this kalam is not your kalam, this kalam is your Shaykh's kalam. All these words which you are doing, it may be outwardly looking your words, but the meaning and it contains and the subject matter which is being discussed in, from the beginning till end, all is from your Shaykh and the message of your Shaykh. So this is a few lines which I wanted to share to my audience through the agency of CII, that my Hazrat Rahimahullah, whom we lost him, and today 9 o'clock according to Pakistan time, 9 o'clock was the funeral and janaza, and you know that they must be they back in Karachi must be one of the biggest janaza the people could ever witness, and the eyes of heaven could ever witness, was that janaza of my Shaykh, which unfortunately I could not be part and parcel of it. We and so many of us, we stayed this and this thing happened, and we all, our sabr and our patience, we bring back to the Almighty Allah by saying this word, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, and that is the only solace we can find it through, in this particular, and that great what you call incident and event which is taking place. Inna Lillahi, had it not been for Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, no one from us could have could bear the pain of Hazrat's demise. But Inna Lillahi, according to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is panacea for our this type of great, striking which is coming in our heart, and heart is getting broken into pieces. That is the balm for that, is Inna Lillahi. And indeed we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is so beautiful. That gives us a sense of belonging, that we belong to Allah Pak. We are not left alone, isolated after our Shaykh. Our Allah Pak is there. For whose sake we wanted to have our connection with Shaykh? It is to get our connection with Allah Pak. Alhamdulillah, that maqsad is fulfilled. Our Shaykh was trying to connect us with Allah Pak, and he did it. And alhamdulillah, today, through the barakat of that, we find that our Allah Pak is there by our side. And inna ilayhi raji'un. And the second thing which was that the Hazrat went away, so that answer this thing here, we also going away. So it's not, nobody is staying permanently here. Therefore, it is a separation, absolutely, temporary separation. Instead of crying and instead of feeling lost, we should rather start preparing, for our this journey. Hazrat Shaykh, very difficult time. Allah Ta'ala kept him for 11 years in this difficult condition of not feeling well, but the whole work of Deen was carrying on under, and his you know, shade. Alhamdulillah, and it will be still carry on. Just the things are ripe. So many of ulama, buzurgan of deen have learned from Hazrat, and they will be definitely dispensed of those, you know, Hazrat, great ulum to the other parts of the world and the whole world, Muslim ummah at large. Inshallah, keep on benefiting from these and the all other buzurgan of deen which are there and doing their own work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them long life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them fortification, give them steadfastness to carry on the message of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, one of my family member, lady, who is very close relation to us, and she is also Hazrat Wala, through my agency, she also became Hazrat Wala's murid. She said last night that, on the phone, she said that Hazrat Wala, and we, specials, we did not know what is spirituality. We all did our work, you know, we made salah, we are reading namaz, we are reading zikr, tilawat, everything. But it was a routine work for us. We did not have no enjoyment in that. We thought we have to do, you Muslim. Nobody told us that this is actually for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, this sheikh of ours has taught us this lesson and made us feel that Allah ta'ala is some personality, beloved personality. And Allah is our beloved. So why can't why shouldn't we follow his commandment? So all his commandments are like fasting and salah become enjoyable, not easy, but become enjoyable once you come to realize that Allah Ta'ala is our beloved. This kind of belovedness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we never experienced in our life until we got connected with Hazrat Wala. Hazrat Wala, and I said it in poetry those days, that kisi ko shoro shere ishq ki khabar na thi nasir. Oh, Nasir. Nasir is my nickname, for poetic name. Oh, Nasir, no one knew in South Africa here, right, in those days, and I'm talking about late 80s and early 90s. Kisi ko shoro shere ishq ki khabar na thi nasir. Oh, Nasir, no one knew what is the shor and shar of ishq, ishq ilahi, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the implication of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وہی ہے نعرہ مسیح ندائے عشق صدائے عشق وہی ہیں. He is my sheikh alone is the slogan of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My sheikh alone is the is a really, you know, announcement of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came around and told people so much. So Hazrat Mullah Yunus Patel sahab rahimahullah, you know, he got the special gift of love of Allah from sheikh. And Hazrat one occasion Hazrat wanted to travel. As he was traveling on the airport, Mullah Yunus Patel ran to him, and before Hazrat would leave, he said, Hazrat, please make me your murid. And he became murid, and then Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmallah narrated to me, and he says, you know what, Maulana Mansur, one thing I found in this sheikh, I found no way, such amount of intense love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he got at heart. Therefore, I could not resist that temptation. I just went and I at his feet and I said, you must make me murid. And I became his murid. So this was Hazrat Rahmanullah's, you know, a great outstanding quality, love of Allah, and crying whenever Allah Pak name came away. Hazrat profusely used to cry and the tears used to, uncontrolled tears used to come out from his eyes. That was a inside your embodiment of love of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us and all my listeners some share of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which my Shaykh Rahimahullah used to experience. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana Saab, shukran jazilan for all the wonderful effort. Allah Ta'ala reward you abundantly, inshallah, as we continue making dua. Allah make it easy for the rest of the murid and the ummah at large, whoever we are. Major loss, great loss, colossal loss. Mawlana Saab, we will speak to you sometime in future. Shukran wa salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah for giving me this opportunity. And tell Hazrat Mufti Saab, Damat Barakatum, also my words. And also tell him, Jazakallah, as you know, on my behalf, that gave me opportunity of talking to you and through you, talking to Channel Islam listeners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you, make it a sadaqah jariyah for us of all. Jazakallah. Jazakallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.